When I was starting out in pastoral ministry, one of my mentors gave me a book called Man of Vision. The book chronicles the life of Bob Pierce, founder of World Vision, and the person who helped Samaritan's Purse get off the ground. My mentor insisted that every pastor and those moving into pastoral ministry needed to read the book. After reading it, I'm convinced that every Christian leader needs to read it. Tim Stafford wrote a short article for Christianity Today on Bob Pierce's life called Imperfect Instrument. Here's what the article said. Bob Pierce was an extreme version of post-World War II evangelicalism, entrepreneurial, energetic, independent, and out to evangelize the world. In 1947, the young Youth for Christ evangelist started toward China with only enough money to buy a ticket to Honolulu. That was how things were done in Youth for Christ. God's work overcame all obstacles, and God's workers should burn out, not rust out.